260 Dugout Podcast is sponsored by McMahon's Best One Auto, GSP Hitting, and Old Fort Baseball Company.
Yeah. DC. Turn the lights on the diamond. Man. This that 260 Dugout. Mic up, DC in the chair, talking for Wayne Dirt. Red clay in the air, from the sandlot days. Scrape knees, hand-me-down gloves to park few nights. Packed seats, hometown love, Summer City Sluggers, little homies with a dream. Right. Little league lines, chalk bright, fresh seams. Ask the guests how it started, how they carried the doubt. Now they legends in the making on the 260 Dugout. Yeah, it's that 260 Dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cow, we ain't never gonna bow out. 260 Dugout.
Say it.
Say it. 260 Dugout.
Louder.
From the kids to the pros, that's the route. Every dream gets a swing in the 260 Dugout.
And welcome in. This is the 260 Dugout. I am your host, DC Hendricks. Special shout out to our sponsors once again, GSP Hitting, Old Fort Baseball Company, and McMahon's Best One Auto for making this podcast possible, believing in it, and helping spread the word. We always appreciate them for that. So this episode is a special one that I didn't do last year, that I wanted to do something different this year. One of the programs is having a solid spring season, and I wanted to highlight it a little bit in some of the and Indiana Tech as well is having, a couple of big splashes right now in the college season as well. But St. Francis softball right now is the talk of the town. At least it should be if it's not. They're killing it right now on the scene. A couple of players, the stolen base record I know was broken. And I am lucky to have the home run leader, the home run queen of St. Francis softball. We have the one and only junior infielder, Abby Robichowski. Abby, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I mean, not as good as you, though. You're breaking records, so I'm not anywhere near feeling as good as you today.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty great feeling, obviously. Just happy I can do it for my team, so.
That's right. I mean, let's just go ahead and start there while we're at it. I mean, finding out, I don't know if that's something that you really chase or think about, but you're the new home run queen of St. Francis softball. How does that feel for you? And what was your first reaction being, finding that out?
I mean, it feels great, obviously. Can't be mad at that at all. I think my first reaction, I was kind of shocked because I didn't really know I was anywhere near it. Bolin likes to keep all the records on the DL until you break them, so you're not really thinking about them, which I appreciate because I'm kind of a stat freak myself, so I'd be obsessing over it. But I mean, it's great. I mean, I think it's crazy how crazy this season's been and my past two seasons have been at St. Francis. Coming here, I didn't really expect all of, I guess, this success coming my way. And it's just really, really cool to experience this with, let alone an experience for myself, but with the team and the coaches and just the atmosphere and the community around St. Francis. I think it's really great.
Yeah, and I did a season preview before the season. Well, I think you guys played like a couple of games already, but I did a season preview with Coach Bolin and had high expectations. I ain't gonna lie. He definitely, he was telling me the expectations he had for you girls this season. And I believe and the media believes that you all have really, exceeded those expectations so far. I know a lot, is to come, just getting started. But what is it like, playing for a coach like him? That's just, I told him in the interview, like, so much passion. I know he's, Mr. 400 now with the 400 wins. So he's doing his own thing too on the stat lines. But what does it mean, for you transferring into this program and playing for a coach like him?
Yeah, I mean, it's phenomenal is a great word to describe it. I mean, he really just pours his entire soul and heart into this team. And I think as a player, I can really see that. And it almost helps you to want to do good for him as much as like he wants to be good for you. So like him showing up to practices, doing the field work, doing the behind the scenes work, like he's just really great on all that. So it makes it easy to show up for him and to play for him and to give really your 100% effort into every single day. Cause he's doing the same thing. He's just really like a dad figure for all of us. Like he truly loves each and every one of us, like his own. And I think having that kind of family aspect just makes you play better as a team. It helps team chemistry. It's easy to put your body on the line for a coach, that would do the same for you kind of thing.
Yeah, I love it. You girls have won 34 games this season, and more to come. And then, you know, and as I looked at the schedule this morning before our interview, I was really surprised that you agreed to come on today. Don't you have a game today? Doesn't the Crossroads pretty much start today?
Yeah, we do. We play at 3 here, so it's a little bit more of a laid back day, no traveling or anything, which is nice. So that's why I was, you know, up and at them. But I was really honored that you texted me, so I really wanted to make time for that. So
that's awesome. Yeah, so let's dig into you as the ball player. I know, so you come from South Bend, you went to New Prairie, and I told you before our interview, I spent 3.5 years in South Bend. You know, I lived there, I took over a radio station over there for a couple of years. So I got to know the differences for you. I know because I lived here, born and raised here in Fort Wayne. I moved to South Bend for a few years, came back. What are some of the differences between South Bend and Fort Wayne for you? And coming here, what are some of your favorite things about living here in Fort Wayne?
Yeah, so my part of South Bend is more the rural side, you know, going to New Prairie and everything. Obviously, a lot of cornfields, a lot of nothingness. But yeah, I think South Bend and Fort Wayne are two pretty big cities. So that transition wasn't really too big. But I think there's a lot of more things to do in Fort Wayne, a lot of more fun things to do rather than just going to Walmart and hanging out. But but yeah, I think my transition here to Fort Wayne was really easy. The girls made it easy. You know, I really love the atmosphere. I love the campus at St. Francis. Like the whole shebang is just great. And it's like, it feels like home, a home away from home, honestly, because, you know, going to college and moving around and living in a new place is definitely difficult, but this just makes it a lot easier to be here.
I love it. Yeah. And you went from New Prairie and you come to Fort Wayne from Indiana State. Talk about that decision, you know, going from a Sycamore to a Cougar.
Yeah. So my freshman year at Indiana State, I obviously played. I started. It was a great time. It was cool to get the D1 experience of it all. You know, that's kind of, you know, your big goal as a high school athlete is to make that D1 stage. And I was very grateful that I was able to do it. I had a little bit of problems. I didn't really love the atmosphere. I didn't love the coach. I didn't really feel like I found home there. And I was having a little bit of problems with that. And my best friend, Sam Baker, I live with her now. We actually grew up together. So we've been playing travel ball together since we were about 14 years old. And she came to St. Francis right away. And she's like, listen, I know you as a person and I think you would really love it here. And I really love bowling. I really love the girls. Like, I'd love to play with you again. She's like, I really think that you should give it a shot. So at the end of my Indiana State season, I had like a 2-hour long conversation with Bolin. And I was like, you know what? Like, I really want to see the campus. I really want to visit. I really think this might be the place for me. And as soon as I got on campus, I kind of just knew that this felt more homey than St. Francis did. Obviously, Terre Haute's a little bit more of a drive away from home, but this felt like it really could be the place for me. And he was really excited to have me here. And, you know, his goals and aspirations for this team really just inspired me to like want to be a part of that and be a part of this story that he's really building and creating. And I just think it was really cool how he just was, you know, really adamant about getting me here. So I did that. And then I committed, I think, that day, and he gave me a t-shirt, some visors, and nice. I started here last year. So yeah.
Thank goodness, because look, and you already went ahead and mentioned, so I mentioned earlier the stolen base leader that just so happens to be your best friend and roommate. So
yes, yeah.
shout out to Sam Baker for that. I wanted to mention that as well. I didn't know that. I mean, you two are just breaking records. I mean, best friends.
Yeah.
No big deal at all. Yeah. Breaking records together. That's awesome. Great memories. So, and like I said, thank goodness that he brought you in, because the stat line is like video game numbers. I mean, 487 average, Abby, 23 homers this year, 59 RBIs, and, you know, 7 stolen bases.
That's
I mean, a pretty solid junior season for you. I mean, what's working for you, and what do you think helped take your game to this level?
I mean, a lot of swings. I think this year, my biggest struggle, I kind of had a little bit of slump at the beginning of the year. My timing was a little bit off, so I really made an adjustment with my swing. I brought my leg up a little bit higher to sit longer on my load. I think just the work that, I mean, this team and Bolin puts in on the offseason in the fall, like, he really just prepares us the best he can. He's watching film. He's looking at pitchers. Like, before each of our, like, conference series, he has what pitcher he thinks throwing, like, their top three, and he sets up pitching machines, stations, whatever, like, what these pitchers throw the most. And it just, I mean, it honestly helps when you're in that game. It's like, all right, like, I trust myself because I know I put the work in, you know, yesterday or the day before, that I can really go and succeed in this game. And I think that really works. Obviously, like, our team energy is just, I mean, adds on to the whole thing of it all. And I think me personally, like, I'm very stat oriented. I want to try to have a perfect game every game. I mean, who doesn't? But I would say I'm definitely a perfectionist when it comes to my swing and the game and everything. So I think just that work ethic just, you know, really drives me every day to, you know, do my best for myself and the team included.
Yeah, a couple of big games this season. I know I've seen a couple of good stat lines against Grace, Taylor. So a couple big games I was able to see this year for you. And just about the program in general, you know, also school record, 31 wins that, you know, it's been, I think it was since 99 was the last time this program has won this many games. I mean, what do you believe, you know, creates this cohesive unit for St. Francis softball? What makes you girls so special?
I think we all have the same common goal. Like, we all know in our hearts that we want this national opening round appearance. We want the wins. We really wanted to be top of the conference. You know, that was a tough loss. But I think all of us have really bought in. And, like, people can say, like, oh, like, we have this goal for the year, that's whatever. But when you really buy in, I mean, we've all really bought in, and I think it's really shown in the, you know, performance that we've had this year. But I think each and every one of us really have that want and that grit to, you know, get there. And I think that's what's really clicked. Like, last season, we kind of got a little bit of a taste of what we could be. And then this season, we're like, you know what, like, we are this good, and we have this confidence, and we can hang with anybody, and we need to be in these conversations because we deserve it. And I think this year it's really cool to actually see that, because, and last year, it's hard to kind of go in with confidence when you're kind of building this team. And this year, we're like, listen, we did this last year. There's no reason why we can't be in the conversation this year and do what we're doing this year. And I think it's really cool to see, you know, that kind of come to fruition and really take place, because, you know, we've all been talking about it since, you know, last year fall. So, yeah.
I'm very excited. I mean, like I said, the season isn't over yet. Hopefully, you know, I'm not trying to put any expectations on, but I think you girls are rolling this year. So my hopes are very high for you girls to finish this season. And you're, like I said, you're only a junior. So keep stacking. Yeah. They say records are meant to be broken, but I think if you keep doing what you're doing this year, you do that next year, it's going to be pretty tough to break this record. So keep doing what you're doing. I'm very excited for you and this program. I couldn't be more happy to have, you know, we are so lucky and blessed to have this successful program right here in our city in Fort Wayne. So go support. When you guys are looking on social media and you see St. Francis softball has a game, or even Indiana Tech, you see these girls are at home playing, go support. It's free to do so. So go support, go watch these games and support these girls. Right now, 34 wins on the season going into the Crossroads Tournament. Abby, to both you and the program, good luck. I'm watching you the rest of the way. Thank you so much for coming on, and look forward to talking to you again. I don't think this will be the last time, especially the way you've been playing.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and thanks for all the good luck wishes, and definitely not the last time we'll be talking.
That's right. Thank you so much for coming on, Abby, and good luck today, too.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much.